in macroeconomic textbooks, oftentimes you can find something called sunspot theory, okay? And the simple idea is that there's some things that are just plain random, like a sunspot, like a flare of, I don't exactly know what a sunspot is.
I don't know either, but I Googled it. According to the National Weather Service, a sunspot is where the sun's magnetic field is significantly stronger than the Earth's. They ultimately create spots that can be several times larger than the Earth itself.
So in economics, that's kind of like when we talk about sunspot theory, we're just talking about, well, what happens in the economy when there's the random bolt from the blue? The only reason I bring that up is because there is actually a place where economic ideas meet the behavior of the sun and the, you know, heavenly bodies and so forth.
That's Cullum Clark. He's the director of the Bush Institute SMU Economic Growth Initiative and an economics professor at SMU.
To some degree, we actually are going to put to the test sunspot theory. We're going to actually see what happens when the sun does something kind of interesting. In this case, go behind the moon.
On Monday, parts of the state, including most of North Texas, will experience a total solar eclipse for the first time since 1878.
Because of the population densities in Austin, San Antonio, Dallas, Fort Worth, it's probably one of the few that have come through that dense a population area.
According to the Texas Department of Transportation, it could bring as many as 1 million people to the Lone Star State.
I can't think of any event that approaches the scale that this one does, or at least that this one is forecasted to do.
I'm Chris Blake, and Texas Wants to Know. How will the eclipse affect tourism and the economy in Texas? Judge David Blackburn of Bell County made headlines in February when he preemptively declared a state of emergency for April 8th. Bell County is in central Texas and includes cities like Temple and Killeen. The declaration says the eclipse is expected to double the population of the county, which has just under 400,000 residents.
One of the reasons that I issued the declaration as early as we did was to try to, again, get public awareness and education out the door as quick as we could, encouraging folks to do things like go grocery shopping midweek, go fill up your car midweek, do all your errands midweek, so that when the weekend rolls around, if we do experience a significant surge in the population for that weekend and on that Monday, that they can simply enjoy all of the festivities from their home.
Blackburn says the Texas Department of Emergency Management encouraged him to issue the declaration as early as possible to be the first in line for state resources that could run thin.
One of the reasons is we submit with that declaration a list of resources, which are primarily equipment that we might need or see a need for. And most of it is traffic control equipment, you know, like those trailers that you see that do messages or those kinds of things. So we've submitted, the declaration allowed us to submit those lists early and hopefully get the state in a position that if those resources are available from the state and if we need those, then those can be acquired much more efficiently than they would be if we had to just call that day and say, hey, we've got problems here, here, and here. Can you send this?
The eclipse has sparked festivals up and down the path of totality, from Del Rio, one of the first places in the U.S. to experience the eclipse, to Hillsboro, which at 4 minutes and 22 seconds will have one of the longest periods of totality in Texas.
What gave you guys the idea to hold a festival for the eclipse?
Someone I was actually working here 2 years ago that was part of an eclipse, and they heard about it and that it was coming through Del Rio.
That's Bethany Gonzalez, the Del Rio Chamber Outreach and Membership Liaison.
So they immediately told our director and the communication manager of the city of Del Rio. And they're like, this is a great idea. We should do this, especially since Del Rio is in the path of totality.
So this has been a couple years in the making.
Yes. So I think about 2 years, that's when they started to have their meetings. Overall, we're calling the weekend Eclipse Fest. There's a lot of things happening throughout the day from Friday to Monday. One of our major events is the Eclipse Music Fest 2024. And so that one is at the fairgrounds, but that's just Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. So it's not all day. It'll probably, I think the gates open at 6 p.m. and then till midnight.
In Hillsboro, Rick Redman organized the Cosmic Cowboy Eclipse Festival.
I started a restaurant there called Lone Star Cafe. I had them all over the state, but I have one in Hillsboro that still exists today. And 2 years ago, we did a festival for our 40th anniversary there. And so it was a smaller music festival than what we have now. That's how it got started.
The festival will be held in the parking lot of the Hillsboro Outlet Mall. If you're from Texas, you remember what a destination that retail space was when it opened in 1989. It featured discounted merchandise from brands like Gap, Nike, and more. According to the Waco Herald Tribune, the only stores left today are a Bath & Body Works and a local nail salon.
The front half of that mall will probably be torn down after this event because it's been sold to a developer. We're actually building a enclosed environment that'll hold up to about 5,000 people in the parking lot. And then we also have enough parking for about 400 more cars on top of that. The South Mall, they're doing a carnival, and all that parking is available as well for people to come to the festival. As far as getting in and out, it's going to be much easier than going to land off somewhere in the middle of nowhere.
Music is going to play a key role at both festivals.
Our tickets are priced for the music. We've got a great lineup. So, you know, if I can go into that real quick, we've got Friday, we have the Bellamy Brothers, and we also have Chris Jansen, which the tickets for those are like $75 a day, or you can buy a 4-day pass. And then the next Saturday night, we've got Pat Green, Giovanni and the Hired Guns, and Kevin Fowler, which is an incredible lineup for $75, because you're not going to see that very, very often anywhere. And then on Sunday, we have, I'm an older guy, so we, out of the blue, Marshall Tucker Band. I don't know if you've even heard of them. You're a younger looking guy. So they're coming in with Creed Fisher, who's like a Red Dirt Country, and we also have Uncle Lucius, guys out of Austin. And then Monday is the actual Eclipse Fest. You know, we're charging $20 to get in the facility, which includes your glasses.
Since there are so many festivals around the state that weekend, was it a challenge to secure the artists?
You know, what's funny is most of the festivals are more, I would say, DJ driven. You know, like rap music / techno music. You know, we did a country western theme because Hillsboro's pretty much really a country town. So it's not far from the big cities, but it's still a blue collar country town no matter what. And we decided to go with the country artists. And at first it was a little bit challenging, but you know, I thought we got a great lineup for what we did. I don't think there's any country music festival in Central or North Texas that whole weekend that I know of.
Gonzalez says in Del Rio, they partnered with a local radio station to put their lineup together. It's highlighted by John Michael Montgomery, the Eli Young Band, and Stoney LaRue.
And then what are some of the other key elements of the weekend?
So one big thing is our epicenter. It's here at the Chamber, and it's kind of in the middle of town. We have our Civic Center here as well. So it's a big open area, parking lot. So this is going to be our main area where we're telling all the visitors to come here to get more information. We're going to have a merchandise store of all the Eclipse logos and everything that we've made, and have some a DJ, some music, some Baile Folclorico. So it's a lot of entertainment here at the main epicenter. And then this is the main viewing area too. So on Monday, it's an open area, big parking lot. We have the Spasmatics coming down. So we're going to view the eclipse. I think we're going to do a moment of silence, you know, so that way everybody is in awe of it for those 3 minutes and 25, 26 seconds. And then the Spasmatics are going to play, so that way there's not a rush of traffic.
On the south side, there's a carnival, you know, like a midway carnival. But on our side, there's going to be some different vendors. There's hat vendors. There's a coffee vendor. We're going to have a bull riding contest, bull riding stuff. They're doing different contests like hairy chest contest, you know, just some fun stuff, you know, kick around. There'll be a lot of fun stuff to do, different foods. Eddie Dean, I don't know if you know who he is. He's going to be the main caterer / food vendor. He's well known in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for doing big barbecues, et cetera, like that. So he'll be there as well.
So how many people do you anticipate coming to Del Rio for the festival?
Right now we're projecting 20,000. However, with everything that's going on and being a border town, we're probably expecting maybe 5 to 10 in reality, but we're really getting everybody prepared just in case of that influx of people that decide to come last minute. And of course, West Texas, a lot of people from West Texas come and visit us. So there's a lot of people that might come in just for the day instead of overnight.
Is the recent coverage nationally of the border, do you think, having an impact on the number of people that will come to Del Rio?
Most definitely. I've been getting a lot of phone calls from people. How is Del Rio? Is it safe? What's going on there? Is what we see on TV reality? And so I kind of guide them through that, where Del Rio is a really safe town. Nothing that's going on the TV is happening here. I know Eagle Pass is kind of getting flooded with it, but the same thing with them. Like, it's just a normal town. Yes, the situation is happening, but law enforcement, government, you know, the Border Patrol, they're handling it. We know there's issues with that, but for Del Rio, it's a great place to be. It's a normal city. For those numbers, people coming down, they've been calling, but it's not stopping people.
Yes, tens of thousands of people could descend on cities across the state. So what kind of economic impact could that have? We'll ask an economist after the break. As many as 1 million people are projected to visit Texas next week for the total solar eclipse. Cities all over the state are hosting events and festivals in an attempt to capitalize on the influx of people.
Because where we are happens to be in the path of totality, there's a lot of people coming here. Some projections say there could be anywhere from the low hundreds of thousands all the way up to 1 million. So if that many people come into the state that week, what are we talking about in terms of economic impact?
Well, the first thing to say is whatever the impact is, it's a moment in time. You know, it's really brief, and then people turn around and go back home. So inherently, those kind of things are always not particularly huge impact. It's like when, you know, when Dallas hosted the Super Bowl or something, it's a huge number of people. Same thing with the World Cup coming up in several years, be a ton of people, but they'll kind of come and then they'll go.
That's Cullum Clark, the economist we heard from at the beginning of this episode.
I would think that there are a lot of smaller communities that could get kind of overwhelmed. They could have really a lot of people relative to the number of tourists they ever really get, because this is like the biggest attraction in a long time. I know there have been tremendous inquiries about hotels and like, you know, nearby towns like Corsicana and Waxahachie and Ennis and so forth. Within Dallas, we're a pretty big city, Chris. You know, we can absorb a lot of people coming to town between the hotels, the Airbnbs all over the region and so forth, people staying with friends. So, you know, I think it'll be a moment in time where there's a big day or two for the restaurant business and hotel business, and then it'll, you know, it'll come and then it'll go.
So when you talk about that many people in some of these smaller communities, not necessarily North Texas, are they equipped to handle that many people?
Well, no, because they aren't, you know, they aren't in the habit of hosting things like Super Bowls or World Cups or other great big events that typically big cities specialize in. So they don't have just a whole lot of hotel rooms and Airbnbs and so forth. So it could be a bit overwhelming and a lot of traffic and so on. Of course, as a practical matter, on the whole, places won't actually absorb more people than can actually stay there, because most human beings aren't really willing to go someplace where they don't know where they're going to, you know, put their head down to sleep at night.
But let's check back in with some of the festival organizers, Bethany Gonzalez in Del Rio and Rick Redman in Hillsboro.
When you bring this several thousand people into a town for something like this, typically what kind of impact do you see on other businesses, on infrastructure, on stuff like that?
I expect, now I haven't gotten any firm numbers, but I think it'd be a maybe 20 to 30,000 more people in that area than there normally is. All the hotels are definitely booked Saturday and Sunday, not necessarily. Friday's going to be tough to get a hotel room. But and then you've got RV people doing RVs all over the place. But I expect about 20 or 30,000. I remember when that outlet mall was first going, that they had cars packed up 20 miles long to get to the thing. So I don't think that's going to be a problem. It's an easy on and off where we're at. And there's a lot of, you know, side roads and back roads to get to it. But I think economically, the city, I would think, is expecting a fairly big push for, you know, 4 days.
What kind of impact do you guys think that'll have on, you know, some of the businesses and the economy locally?
One of the things the consultant told us is that by just participating in this eclipse as a business, you can get a 20% increase in your revenue that whole weekend. We had a few community meetings, and we kind of just kind of encouraged small businesses, hey, this is the time where you want to have some specials. You want to have that sidewalk sale because visitors are going to be here. This is a great time, you know, promote your business. We were really encouraging our small businesses to, you know, get out there, create a sale, do something special for the eclipse. A few of them are doing that. And then we have a lot of small businesses as far as like markets. So there's probably about 3 or 4 markets happening where we have art and craft vendors. So that's where a lot of, you know, mom and pop shops are able to shine.
Judge Blackburn from Bell County says it'll be tough to find a place to stay there too.
Our hotels have been booked up for months and months. I don't think you could find a hotel room or a VRBO or an Airbnb or anything else in the county at this time. We are expecting a significant influx. It's very hard to predict how many will be here, but all indications are it will be a substantial number.
Full disclosure, I'm not a huge science guy. Yeah, I'm going to go out and take a look at the eclipse through my glasses, but
I had no idea that an eclipse would bring this number of people. Is that something you expected, or is it kind of new to you as well?
It's very new to me. The first time my emergency management coordinator came into the office, which was several months ago, and said, hey, we got this eclipse thing occurring on April 8th, and it's going to be a big deal. And in fact, there might be, you know, 300,000-500,000 people coming into the county from all over the country and all over the world, for that matter. And it took him a while to convince me that this was a real thing. I'm still a little bit in shock that people are traveling great distances. And I've talked to some of our hoteliers here about their bookings and where they've got people coming from. And they do have people coming from far, far away, continental United States, but outside the continental United States. And so it is a big deal for some folks. And I can kind of understand that. But by the same token, when it was first presented to me, it took some time for me to wrap my mind around it.
And as a byproduct of Blackburn's declaration, he's encouraging residents to stay home as much as they can and working with businesses and offices in the city to make sure they're ready for tourists.
We've had discussions with our local retailers, folks like Walmart, HEB, those folks. And they've indicated they will be, they're anticipating being very well stocked for the weekend in anticipation of an influx of people. So that should help. We've got multiple agencies that are going to be fully staffed that weekend, including our 911 center. So they're really, there's not any discretionary leave being authorized for that weekend or that Monday. So we should have a full contingency of law enforcement in place and dispatched and deployed around the county.
I think we shouldn't lose sight of the fact this kind of thing, it's just the fun sort of thing that happens now and again. There's something interesting that happens in our world, and it's great that people are interested in it and want to pay attention to it and maybe learn a little something, have some fun, and you know, and to some degree, whenever that results in people moving about from one place to the next, well, you know, they see a new place in the process, and it widens their perspective a little bit. It's a good thing. So it's great that people are really excited about this and curious about it.
Our number one concern going into this event is just trying to keep the roads and highways as clear as we can and as moving as we can.
Sounds very much like going to a crowded sporting event or a concert. Getting in, probably not that big of a deal, but when everyone tries to leave at the same time, could be an issue.
I think that's probably a good analogy. And again, it may be on a magnitude, though, that's a little different than a concert. We'll see.
Hopefully everybody has a little patience.
That would be a very good thing to bring to the event, especially post-event.
I'm Chris Blake at News Radio 1080 KRLD in Dallas-Fort Worth. Thanks for joining me for Texas Wants to Know. If you like the show, please give us a rating and a review wherever you listen to podcasts. I wrote, produced, and edited this episode with editorial support from Cooper Maul and original music by Michael Eisenstein. Odyssey's managing producer for National News Podcasts is Myron Kaplan.